Real quick before we dive into this episode of the podcast, be sure to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Now on to the show. Welcome to the Frugalpreneur Podcast. I am your host, Sarah St. John. This episode is what I refer to as a showcase episode where I feature a bootstrapped entrepreneur and they briefly share their tips, tricks, tactics, techniques, and tools that help them bootstrap their business and the successes and failures along the way. My hope is that each of these showcase episodes will provide at least one valuable takeaway that you can implement right away in your own bootstrap business journey. Now on to the episode.
My name is Carlos Henry, and I am a performance coach that helps young African-American or minority men achieve in 1 year what it takes most to achieve in 3 to 4 years. And I can speak from experience when it comes to this topic. It all started when I was graduating from college. Graduating from college in my last semester, I had no idea what I wanted to do. Just like the typical entrepreneur, just the typical college student, really, honestly. And I knew I was just into sales because that's what I started reading in my first book, Everybody Read Rich Dad, Poor Dad before. And I started just looking up. I'm probably the first person I swear to do their New Year's resolution. I said I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So I looked up what entrepreneurs do. Read one book per week. Well, that's not true. That's really CEOs, but because that basic knowledge. And I started to read one book a week. Then I started every couple of days and stuff. I got introduced to the idea of copywriting and really mindset, really training. And I knew I always wanted to be a mindset coach. But the thing is, though, I knew I needed a skill in order to do that. And I was doing door-to-door sales. So that's when I got into copywriting in college. And I've been spending probably the last 3 years focusing on copywriting. But really, I've been reading mindset coaching and books for over 7 years. And then I just started doing that and doing that. And then I had to niche down and I achieved a lot in just 1 year. And a lot of my friends and people my age started to look up to me. So that's when I started really just doing this performance coaching and speaking at schools and events and stuff and just immersing myself in knowledge. I am going to be the number one speaker ever to do it. So that's really just a little bit about myself. What bootstrapped my business? Well, honestly, my business is still going. Everything is still in that startup phase because, like I said before, I've been in the copywriting space for about 3 years, mindset for about 7, just started doing that performance coaching. But even when I got into copywriting at first, when I first initially started getting into learning this entrepreneurial way, I had no money. It was during COVID when everything was kind of shutting down. I was in school. School shut down for the last semester. So all I had was time to immerse myself in that knowledge. But I know I wanted to get courses and stuff. So I started doing everything. I started DoorDash and using my sister's car, paying her money to use it. Then also putting gas in the car. I got a job where I started to work for a corporation. And I was just 9 to 5 and just bringing that money in and just instantly spending it directly onto that stuff. So I don't have no loans. I don't have anything like that. As of right now, all I've been doing is just working, taking that money and putting it straight into my business. And as of right now, even with the performance coaching business, there hasn't been an immediate return or immediate return on the speaking and stuff. But then I know that I will be the number one speaker ever. Like the number one speaker ever. There's no question about it. Because I know I'm going to help so many people throughout the world. So I know it will have its return later on. Because it was always more about than the money for me. It was always my reason why. So I know that stuff is going to come back to me eventually, but right now I'm just using all that save money from that saving stuff and just keep credit card, whatever, just to keep putting that into my business in order to making my business pretty much whole right now. So that's how I'm bootstrapping my business. I would say the biggest success about bootstrapping my business comes down to I actually have put money in. I've made money from it. So I think with putting money and investing money into my business, I was able to get clients before and stuff like that. And actually got some decent wins made. And last year, I believe I made a few thousand dollars from my business. The biggest failure I was saying bootstrapping my business is the idea that I put a lot more into it than I have gotten back immediately though. But like I stated before, I know it's a process. Most successful entrepreneurs, they're 7 to 10-year overnight successes. So we see them. What that means is we see them pretty much blow up on the internet and be this top entrepreneur. And we're just like, wow, they just did this overnight, which social media is fooling us. But they'll tell you, no, I've been putting in work for 7 to 10 years. I think Eric Thomas, 10 years straight free YouTube videos, and then boom, he just blew up randomly. So that was my biggest failure, is that I put a lot more money, but I wouldn't really say that's a failure, really. I would just say that's just coming back, because there's times where I went straight up broke just investing into my business, and then I had to eat oodles and noodles all the time. You know what I mean? This is back when I was living with my sister, where I lived with my mom sleeping on the couch, right? A little skinny couch that barely can't even fit two people sleeping on it next to it, because trust me, my wife, which is my girlfriend at the time, we both were trying to lay down and like, couldn't even do it. Like, that's how broke I was. And I was broker than that too, but that's how broke I was trying to boost my business from my own savings, my own money and stuff like that. But it's all going to be worth it though. The best tips or tricks, tactics, techniques, or tools used to boost your business. I'm going to say there's no best way, really. Honestly, just about the grind, right? So first of all, you got to get your mindset right. Because if you're using just your personal money, your 9 to 5, you got to remember, you always have to remember the bigger picture. So a lot of times I do is I always spend time just standing in the mirror or just showing gratitude at least once a month, once a week, really, even with my friends, we spend time just coming together and actually talking about what we achieved the last week. Because when you're using your own money, using your own savings and stuff in order to get your business going, it can sometimes get discouraging. So it's always great to put yourself around an environment of people that actually want to help you. But I've never borrowed money from friends or family. I never really did anything, stuff like that. I did use my initial sales to put that stuff. Well, actually, not even good with that, because I was actually terrible with money. I would just take them sales and just try to drain the business and put it right back into myself and eating out and doing fancy stuff. But it did always, that always motivated me too. Oh, every time I got a win, bang, there we go. Now I can go on to the next thing. But I would say the biggest thing really is just showing gratitude and being surrounded around an environment of people that can help keep you pretty much accountable. So that's the biggest things with doing it. Because there's going to, like I said, when you're spending your own money, sometimes you look at it and just think, dang, my money, when am I going to blow up? When am I going to blow up? And you start to get impatient. But remember that thing I stated before. I said most successful entrepreneurs were 7 to 10 year overnight successes. So right now, put your head down, be obsessed with the grind. And of course, it will always work itself out. It's just the ones that stick with it. That's the only difference. I'm going to say my parting words, really, guys, is just remember this. Winners, and I listen to this on a podcast or one of my motivational videos every single morning. Winners win and losers lose. If you are so focused on winning, so focused on your reason why, it will find a way to work itself out. Always. But if you're a loser, you're going to sit here and make excuses and do all these things, then nothing will work itself out for you. So just remember that winners win and losers lose. And that's why I have my Winners Win podcast, which you can actually follow all of my stuff on my website. So please go to my website at www.carlosjhenry.weebly.com. weebly.com, and it will have all my information on there, ways you could reach out to me, even look at my book that is also coming out, Winners Win, which will be published at the end of this month. But yes, please go there, check out some of my information, check out some of my content. I'm just here to help winners win. And if you were listening to this podcast, I already know right now you're just trying to find different ways to win and to grow. So yes, go to my website at www.carlosjhenry.weebly.com.
I hope you enjoyed that episode and were able to take away a valuable nugget of information that you can implement right away in your own business. If you feel your story would be valuable for the listeners of this show, please visit frugal.show/guest. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you haven't already, don't forget to grab your free PDF copies of my latest books at frugal.show/free. Until next time.